בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום שלישי בשבת קודש לסדר מקץ, כף ג' בכסלב, one page קוף י' זין, כל שכנגד זה כנב כבוד. אמרו חזל, אמר רבי אבהו, שאלו את שלמה, איזו בן העולם הבא, אמר להם כל שכנגד זה כנב כבוד. הוא פירש ראשי, what is that מאמר חזל מין? אותם שחולקים להם כבוד בעולם הזה, מחמת חוכמת זקנתם. Which means that people in this world who are given kavod as a result of their chokhmah and old age, they are b'nei ha'olam haba. Umvo'ar, she'adam she'cholkin lo kavod ba'olam hazeh mipnei she'asak b'torah v'zachah la'arichut yamim, harei zeh mar'eh she'hu b'nei ha'olam haba. It is a siman, if a person in this world is respected because of his Torah knowledge, because he has arichut yamim, v'chule v'chule, so that is an indication that he is a b'nei ha'olam haba. Why? What?
People respect you and you learn.
Yes. Yeah. So, which is, you know, in he explains now. ויש לבאר את העמו של דבר על פי מה שאמרו המפרשים לעניין קיום המצוות. שאם יעשה אותם האדם כמה פעמים, שכר המצוות מגיע לחשבון גדול יותר ממניין הימים שהם קיים מצווה פעם אחת, שכר מצווה אחת בידו, קיים פעם שנייה, כפליים, ביחד על מתשונה, יש בידו שכר ג' מצוות. Mitzvot are exponential, which means you don't get sachar for each time you do the mitzvah, just that time. Rather, if you do the mitzvah once, that's sachar for once. The second time, it's double. So that's already three. Third time is triple. V'chen al zeh aderech. For the same mitzvah. So you'll have way, way, way more sachar for the mitzvot that you did throughout a lifetime, even more than the life that you lived. And he says, פעם שלישית יוצא 6, פעם רביעית 6 פעמים 4, 24, right? So that's already 24, וכן על זה הדרך. The שכר grows exponentially relative to the amount of times that you perform that mitzvah. וכן על זה הדרך יגיע לשכר גדול מאוד. וכמו כן במניין הימים, לדוגמה, מי שהתענה ביום כיפור במשך 70 שנה, ופעם נוספת התענה בשנת ה-71. Yeah, let's say a person fasted 70 יום כיפורס, and now he's up to 71. ואדם אחר התענה רק 70 שנה, ובשנה שלאחרה לא התענה. And then there's another person who fasted 70 Yom Kippurs, and on year 71, for whatever reason, he didn't fast on Yom Kippur. אין מעלת הראשון על השני רק בתענית פעם אחת, אלא נחשב לו כאילו צם הרבה יותר מחברו לאין ארוך. Which means, it's not just that I have one Yom Kippur over you, it's that I have way more than you, because mitzvot are, they increase exponentially. שכוח. Now he says, ולפי זה, זקן מופלג, ברוך אתה אדוני, אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. השתבח שמו. ולפי זה, זקן מופלג שיושב בישיבה ועוסק בתורה, אין שכרו רק כמי עוסק 80 שנה בתורה, אלא שכרו הרבה מאוד כמו אלפי שנים. A person, let's say an 80-year-old man, who sits and he learns Torah, that's not just like an 80-year-old, a person who's been learning Torah for 80 years, exponentially it adds up, and it's like you've been learning Torah for thousands of years. It's a big deal. לכן אמרו, based on this we can be מפרש the Gemara that we said before. איזהו בן העולם הבא? כל שכנגד זה כנב כבוד, שאם זכה לסיבה טובה, ועשה כל ימי חייו בתורה ומצוות, ימיו מלאים בהרבה מאוד מצוות, ובוודאי הוא בן העולם הבא. Not everybody is זוכה תאריכות ימים, but if a person has תאריכות ימים, and he fills it with Torah ומצוות, he's בוודאי בן העולם הבא, because he's so מלא וגדוש in the eyes of הקדוש ברוך הוא for thousands of years with Torah ומצוות, it's almost guaranteed that he's בן העולם הבא. ובזה אפשר לפרש את הפסוק.
Why is it like that? It's not much more difficult every time we do the same mitzvah again and again.
But keeping up, meaning when you keep going, don't forget the yetzerara, when something's fresh, so it's easier to do. But to keep at something, the consistency is something the yetzerara gnaws at all the time. So if you're able to keep it up, that really, why is chazara so hard? Not only because you think you know it, because it's not exciting, it's not fresh. You know what I'm saying? And therefore the yetzerara says, well, you know, when there's a new sugya, so everybody's fresh at the beginning of a new sugya. When it's a sugya that goes on for dapim and dapim, from dav gimel to dav vav, right? Nolda baze, muteret baze, asura baze, you know, daim aspik betzim kvar, yeah? Ela,
אלא מה? That's when the יצר הרע gets you. נכון? Where are you guys holding? Huh? You hit Zayin? We don't hit a new sugya until Vav Amud Aleph. Vav Amud Aleph new sugya. That's the first new sugya in all Masechet. Dinei Yom Tov Sheni. But otherwise, הכל, it's מסובך. It's, you know, okay, I got the point. You know what I'm saying? Wait, no, you push. That gives you extra sachar every time. ובזה אפשר לפרש את הפסוק. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that for so much longer, so I got to get it in. ואברהם זקן בא בימים. כשהדגש בא בימים, בא ללמד על זקנותו של אברהם אבינו, שלא היה זה כמו שחושבים אנשים שחי עשרות שנים, אלא שבא בימים, כי כל יום ויום שלו היה כפליים מאחרים בני גילו, מחמת המצוות הרבות שעשה בהם. It's not that אברהם אבינו was just זקן. He was בא בימים, which means, at his age, אברהם אבינו was considered to be double the age of other people his age because of the Torah ומצוות that he packed in every day. ונמצא שבא עם ימים מלאים במעשים טובים שנוספו לי מחייו, אפילו שבפועל הוא חי פחות מהזמן הראוי לכל זה. Which means some people, in their limited amount of years, they gain much more than other people accomplished in a shorter lifespan, which is a big deal. יהיו לו בנים בזקנותו. Interesting Gemara. איתה בגמרא מסכת יבמות. היו לו בנים בילדותו, יהיו לו בנים בזקנותו. Yeah, it's a mitzvah. The Gemara brings down a mitzvah מדרבנן. To have more children in your old age. You're not done yet. Yeah, it's a pasuk. שנאמר, בבוקר זרע את זרעיך, ולערב אל תנח ידיך. Plant in the morning, and even in the evening, don't stop. There's a nidon. If you look, it's מחלוקת הפוסקים. ריף. Rosh, Rambam, you look in Ibn Ezer, Siman Aleph, whether or not you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for Pirev Revia. Lisa Isha, you can sell a Sefer Torah. Are you allowed to sell a Sefer Torah if I already was Mekayim Pirev Revia in order to be able to have more children in my old age? Machloket HaPoskim. Mitzvah. People think, yeah, I'm done. What do you mean you're done? Yesh mitzvot. Anyway, so he says, Ki enecha yodea eze yichshar hazeh ozeh. That's the end of the pasuk. You don't know which children are going to be the best. You don't know if you're going to be matzliach with your first, your last. They're both going to be good. You never know. Pirush divrei rabotenu zal shekama sheadam yesh lo banim yishtadel leavi od banim laolam. Amarti pam ra'ayon sheyesh bo idud chashuv lemi shesavel mitzar gidul banim bar minan. Chaim Tzion said sometimes people suffer greatly from tzar gidul banim. It's very hard. He says, I found the dvar chizuk. Hine be'inyane mischar אדם מוכן לתרוח ואפילו לסבול, כיוון שיודע שהמטרה היא להרוויח כסף ולהתעשר. ואם על חיי שעה הוא תורח ומשקיע זמן רב, למה לא יתרח בשביל בנים? It says, when it comes to money, people go to all sorts of crazy lengths to make money, and they suffer, and they, you know, trudge through. Just because what? Their end game is to make money. He says, if that's for חיי העולם, so why would you not do the same thing for בנים? That's, you know, that's the... That's the real thing. והפרש עצום יש בין רווח של עשירות לרווח של בנים. והחשבון הוא פשוט. אדם שזכה לשני בנים שהם דור ראשון שלו, ולכל אחד מהם יש עוד שניים. בדור השני הם כבר ארבע, בנוסף לשניים. בדור שלישי, שמונה. דור רביעי, 16. בדור חמישי, 32. ובדור השישי, יש לו 64 מיוצא חלציו. כל זה למי שבדור ראשון היו לו רק שניים. Right? If you assume for a second, let's say a person has two children. And each of those children have two children. So his first generation is two. Second generation is four. Right? Then it continues. But that's only if your starting point is two. What happens if your starting point is more? וכנגדו, אדם שזכה לעשרה בנים בדור הראשון, בדור שני יש לו כבר מאה, דור שלישי אלף, דור רביעי עשר אלף, ודור חמישי מאה אלף, עד שבדור שישי כבר יש לו מיליון מיוצאי חלציו. If you started with 10 children, then in your sixth generation, you will have a million. כזה הפרש גדול יש ביניהם. לזה מיליון ולזה פחות ממאה. Exponents, yeah, people, right? Math, yeah. Now. טוב. מה זה? What about him? בלענה. ומן הראוי לעורר על כך את הנשים. Oh. He says, now a message for those ladies out there. He said, hey, he's the Chaim Tzion. anyway, he can do it. He says, שלא יעסקו בשיקולים וחשבונות למיעוט הילודה חס ושלום.
Don't have too many חשבונות. I'm ready, I'm not ready, you know, I can...
He says, חמנציון, with a message to the, way, to the ladies.
ראשית, שכבר אמרו חזל, בעדי כבשי דרחמנה למלאך. Don't get involved in Hashem's חשבונות.
A. B. ועוד, מצד שכר מצוות פירה ורביעה, ככל שיזכו ליותר ילדים, זהו רווח גדול עם פירות ופירי פירות לדורות עולם. ושיקול הדעת של תורה מעורר לריבוי הילודה.
The Torah wants more children, not less children. I want to say something right now. Okay, I'm going to say it's a little bit off topic, but I think it's important because you're Bachrim and you're whatever. It's important. I don't know where it came from, and, you know, it's I'm on tape, so it's going to get out there. I don't know why I was supposed to give a shiur on this at some point, Be'ezat Hashem, I'll revisit it. I want you to know, you know, contraception, birth control in Judaism is not something pashut at all. Judaism doesn't believe in family planning. It's actually very grave isurim, okay? Especially depending how it's done. But even when there are heterim, which I'm not going to get into right now because there are very, very specific criteria that need to be met, even to be eligible for what we call the kosher methods of contraception, if I can even put those two words in the same sentence, there seems to be a very, very... I don't know how to call it, but a fad, okay? And it started by, you know, a certain faction of Judaism today, and unfortunately it spread even betochechi people who consider themselves b'nei Torah, which is, okay, and I did a lot of research on this, and I spoke to gdolim from, you know, across the spectrum of Yahadut today. There seems to be this thing that couples, bachurim, bachurot, as soon as they get married, they start off their lives on birth control. That's how they start off. Okay? What's the cheshbon? Just like when you go to the dealership and you get a car, right? When you get, you don't buy the car right away. What do you do first? Test drive. So you want to test drive to make sure, you know, making sure everything is right, whatever. And there are certain, I don't even know what to call them, Rabbanim Kale Da'at, that dish out wholesale heterim for birth control right at the beginning of marriage. Now again, I'm not saying it's impossible. There may be certain situations that warrant it. But guess what? You know, you have to know the keywords that these people use. Stress. School, degrees, money, divorce rate. These are keywords that are floated in this arena. And I want you to know that lefi halacha, en lahem al ma sheyismochu. That's not the way it works. I happen to have spoken to the Rosh Yeshiva about it. And he says it's funny because the faction of Am Yisrael where these heterim are most given wholesale, it's a certain, you know, brand of Judaism today, we'll call it. We'll call it, it's two words, whatever. And then, whatever. And the Rishiva said that if these Rabbanim would ask their Rabbanim have been very clear that the idea is, listen, you know, if you're mature enough and you're ready enough to get married, then part and parcel, according to Da'at Toratenu HaKadosha, getting married always bears the risk of having children. So if you're not ready for children, then don't get married. There's no test driving in Yahadut. It doesn't work for that. It doesn't work like that. Those are not, it's an illegitimate heterim that people give out. And I see it unfortunately infiltrating not only this faction or that faction, but among B'nai Torah. Sometimes I get shailas. I don't want to get too much into it, but sometimes I get shailas. B'tarat HaMishpacha Baruch Hashem, I deal with a lot of that. And I, you know, people who just got married, v'zeh, and they have major Tarat HaMishpacha issues. And sometimes those issues only come from different methods of contraception. So, are you on, like, yeah, I'm on birth control. Whoa! You just got married. Do you have a heter for that? Kind of. You know, you need to ask a shayla. Yeah. I got a heter. Who says that person who gave you the heter is authorized? Who says that he has the reshut to give such a heter? Who says his heter is not batelum vutal? No, but he gave a heter. Not everybody is ra'ui to give a heter. And not every heter is ra'ui lismoch alav. Afilu b'sha'at ad-dachak. You have to know. There's datura. No. And people, you know, by the way, there's a network. Everybody knows who the heter giver is. Everybody has each other's numbers. Speed dial, yeah? This is the, you know, you call up 1-800-DIAL-A-HETER. For birth control, press 1. For abortion, press 2. Whoa. Maze. Is it Torah? That's the way the Torah goes? There's poskim. There's a shas. There's poskim. Rishonim v'acharonim, Shulchan Aruch. There's poskez manenu. It's not a joke. There's no wholesale heterim. You know what I'm saying? What are you, wholesaler? What, wholesale retail? We're giving out heterim. Mazah shtuyot ha'eli. That's not the da'at Toratenu HaKadoshah. That's just a rant for today. And you know something? You're still young, but you're, you know, for the most part, eligible bachelors, and you have to know. Ze lo pashut. Yeah. Harav HaGaon, Rabban shel kol b'nei HaGolah, natan heter leze. So, just because he gave a heter doesn't mean you can be somecha. No, but he knows, right? Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he's a kaldat. Maybe he's too swift to pull the trigger on heterim. You know, people who dish out wholesale heterim, that's a symptom of kalut harosh. You know that. Every situation needs to be weighed. It's not that you just call this, you know, the heter call center, and then you get outsourced to, you know, India, and they're giving you a heterim for whatever, because you use the keywords of school, you know, stress, emotional support. What is contraception, an emotional support animal? Ma'maze. Ma'maze shtuyot ha'eli. Tzach lada'at. Yesh halacha. Yesh din v'yesh dayan. That's the real thing. Don't be tempted to fall into the trap of, but Rav Ploni says it's okay. I'm telling you, in general, it's asur. Kach kibalti merabotai, gdolei ha'olam. And I spoke to the Rishiva. I said, did you ever, you know, in your experience, did you ever hear such heterim from your rebbeim? Says, lahadam. Lo ayu dvarim ha'olam. It's a new thing, right? Because the divorce rate is 90%, so now they think that, you know, I'm being facetious. But, so, you know, we have to protect people from themselves. So now the banim become superheroes. We have to come save the world to make sure, you know, let's not have so many divorces, because if divorces are happening, so let's at least make sure there are no kids. Don't get involved in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonot. Don't get involved. That's not, there are, like I said, if you want to see more about this, the sugiyah opens up. It's a sugiyah in the beginning of Masechet Yevamot. Shulchan Aruch Eben Aizah Siman He. Yeah, there's different scenarios and circumstances, and there's precedent. The poskim talk about this. But not to shoot from the hip and give wholesale heterim as if this is what Judaism believes in. Chaim Ben Tzion says, did you hear what he said? Da'at Torah, Judaism believes in bringing children to the world. Procreation. Not necessarily, you know, unlimited, right? There obviously, you have to be mitya'etz with a Talmid Chacham, with a Rav Muvhak, Posek Halachot, that is, you know, miyushav b'da'ato, not a kal da'at, not trigger happy and pulling, yeah, boom, boom, boom. I see this all the time. Heter call centers. Yeah, b'emet. Huh? That's what people think I am. Kula vending machine. Maze kula? For early tvila, press 3. But maze shtiyot ha'eli? Ze Torah? The Torah is not... People think that, you know, Torah is, I have an agenda, and I'm going to try to fit my agenda to see where it falls in between the chips of the Torah. Wrong. The Torah Kedusha reigns supreme. We are batel mvutal to the Torah Kedusha. It's not fitting our agenda into the Torah. It's fitting the Torah's agenda into our lives and making it work. And guess what? If it doesn't work, Torah wins. Because that's what we do as Jews. Are there extenuating circumstances that you need to ask a shayla and need to kind of, you know, find your way and see if there's... Nachon, yeah, there are all sorts of shata dachak. But guess what? Shata dachak isn't wholesale. It's not every single marriage. Yeah, it's the door. This is the door of shata dachak. So, yeah, so how come they don't say, maybe don't get married at all? You just make life easier. Don't get married. And you know what I'm saying? In order... What's the best way to prevent divorce? Stay single. Nachon? So my un mehai mehai. So to all those superheroes out there, take heed. The poskim are coming. Yom Tov.